Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, We Make Movies!
How about those sexiest balls dance moves, everybody?
There is no mercy in this podcast.
Los Angeles, what is happening? Oh, my goodness.
There is a little fear in this dojo.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In this podcast, a little bit.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Gavin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. How y'all doing this evening? Good, good. How many of you guys were hanging out for the last show? That's cool. Well, thanks for sticking around.
See, these two screwed up. They took off their wetwear. He's getting warmed up. He's ready to go.
Now you're fucked.
We're calling it wetwear, everybody. That's what we're going to call it.
If you were in the last show, you have moved into the semifinals.
That's right. This is The Karate Kid from 1984, directed by the late John Avildsen. Let me ask you this. How many of you fine folks out there saw this movie before we announced the tour? Okay. Anybody seeing this for the first time before tonight's show in anticipation of? A couple folks? You don't have to be embarrassed, buddy. It's totally fucking fine. It's totally fine. Yeah. Has anyone not seen the movie?
Wow. Holy moly!
Okay, so there's a kid. He does karate.
No, he's made out of karate.
Oh my lord!
All of his arms and legs are made of karate.
Titanium and alloy. While learning karate.
Well, for those who haven't seen the movie, it's about an old Japanese guy who grifts this Italian kid from Jersey into doing a bunch of house chores for him. Then he accidentally wins a karate tournament.
Uh-huh. It's really the Do My Dishes dojo.
Would you take a class at a place that was the Do My Dishes JoJo?
I don't know. Cleaning dishes, it's a bummer, right?
I'll tell you, I'm not going to fucking the Bully Dojo. No, thank you.
The
no
Cobra
thanks,
Kai.
Bully Dojo. I'm good. I'm not giving you money to bully me.
I couldn't ask.
Not yet, anyway. That happened in my 30s.
But you trained to be a bully, so it would make you stronger.
That's true.
I couldn't ask this at the last show because we were talking about a teenage werewolf. But I know I didn't. Did anyone up here taking karate lessons as kids?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you did.
What's your belt, canvas?
It's a fucking extension cord tied in a poorly tied knot.
No. It's the rare denim belt.
Wow.
Yeah, this will just blend into your jeans nicely.
That's when you go to the introductory class and never go back again.
Oh, was it like a free coupon to try it out? What happened? You got thrown to the mat and you didn't want to do it anymore?
Yeah.
So where are the video games exactly? Oh, okay, I'm going to leave. Yeah, I'm good.
So you have no Doritos in this dojo.
There's not a single Dorito break in this entire class. Okay, well, I'll be leaving then.
I do love this movie begins in scenic Newark, New Jersey.
Listen, here's the thing. This movie is 2 hours and 6 minutes long. You know what you can cut out? Newark, New Jersey.
Well, the whole like trip where he's like, I don't want to go, Ma. She's like, yeah, let's go. And they're like going over the fucking Grand Canyon or whatever the fuck.
Dude, it's this like 10-minute montage of their road trip. No!
Yeah. But Steve, before we get too far along in this, could you take off your glasses? I want to see those baby browns.
Ooh!
Wow!
Who did that to you?
But yeah, like if they just pulled up to the apartment complex,
yes,
from the jump, and you have the two of them in the car bickering, like, oh, ah, bo, ba, bo, ba, I'd be like, all right, Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I get it. There's some editing in this movie, that's all.
And also, I mean, he misses all the rats from the dumpster they used to talk to every day. They were nice to him.
I don't understand what we were doing in the 80s, but, like, Daniel LaRusso is such an unappealing person in general.
Yeah, right? Like, he stinks, doesn't he?
He's whiny, he's a nerd, he's a pushover, and he's kind of an asshole, too.
Yeah. Where did he get this confidence? It is seriously misplaced.
Yes.
Here's a question I have about Mrs. LaRusso on the road trip out specifically.
Mm-hmm.
How high is she exactly? Because she is talking up this new life they're going to have, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it, Daniel. When we get out to California, it's a magical place. It's like Shangri-La.
She's putting a lot of pressure on the good that is done with pools.
Yeah. But yeah, she is hyping up this pool, dude. Big mistake.
There's pools everywhere.
I think she's driving away from a bunch of bounce checks.
Yeah, you're not wrong, man.
But the place she's moving into has the word motel in it. It's not like, oh, it's the something gardens. Or it's like the dumpster motel.
Oh, the dumpster motel. It's like Shangri-La. She's high as a kite.
Yeah, a week's rent here is an egg carton. Could be used, could be not.
I'm your landlord, a raccoon.
So they get to this place, it's clearly a shithole.
He meets this kid that you think is going to be his best bud, but it's not.
He abandons immediately once he gets his ass kicked by Cobra Kai. But this kid is wearing
a
t-shirt.
This. Yeah, this is great.
This big fucking t-shirt, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's making bacon, and it's right. Two pigs having intercourse on a t-shirt.
What t-shirt artist thought that that's how bacon is made?
That is a t-shirt that exists only on a boardwalk. I'm surprised it didn't disappear when he left the boardwalk with it.
Well, you no longer have sand on your sneakers, so your t-shirt vanished.
Some old knight is like, it can't pass this seal.
So wait,
the making bacon
the boardwalk collapses.
I didn't see this, Eric. Are they like underneath sheets or like against the
wall? No, there's no sheets, Kevin. Well,
they're not
very
Jewish
disgusting.
Pigs.
No, it's just two pigs fucking.
I thought they were Mennonites. I don't know.
No, the one pig isn't fucking the other pig through the sheet.
One of them, okay. I zoomed in on this earlier.
By the way, you're on a list now, dude.
Enhance. Enhance.
I had some time earlier today.
Oh, sure. That's way too far. Go back. Dehance.
The pig that's on top.
See, this is what I wanted to know.
He's got a little mustache.
It says, no, he's got a little word bubble. And it says, oink. It's like a elongated oink.
No
It's an orgasm oink.
That's a pornographic t-shirt. That's what I'm going to say. That is a pornographic t-shirt.
I'm going to wear this outside today?
Every day, it seems like.
I met this super cool guy outside moving stuff in. He's got two pigs fucking on a t-shirt. Oh, that sounds pretty great, Daniel. It's wonderful here in California.
That t-shirt sounds like it's Shangri-La.
He's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Because he's like, he's holding some stuff. And he goes, kia! And he kicks the door open. This kid falls over. He's like, ah, jeez, sorry. Ah, ooh, kika, ook. And, like, they make, like, fast friends. He's like, oh, you know, you want to come? We're doing a party, an end of summer party on the beach tomorrow. And he's like, oh, that's kind of cool, right? So he goes.
Yeah, big party. And it's everyone there. Daniel LaRusso is very embarrassed right here. Because everyone at the party is wearing a t-shirt with animals fucking. And he just came wearing like a regular old t-shirt.
No, well, he brought one for LaRusso. It has a cow and a farmer on it. It says, making cheese.
The fuck do you think Jesus made, man?
Isn't that just cow cum?
Yeah,
oh,
sure
boy.
Is. Sure no, is.
First
Gavin.
Of all, it's fermented.
Oh, okay.
After the fact.
That's the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's
and
the
as
difference.
Someone that is perpetually afraid of bullies, the one thing you don't want to do is start talking to girls. Because you know what? That's how you. That's one way ticket to Bully Town, my friend.
It's true. Just keep your head down and try to survive.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you know what? Oh, jeez, I'm from Newark. I'm just going to. I'm going to wear comic book t-shirts and start a podcast. It's fine.
You'll have to excuse my nervousness. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. All previous friends of mine were rats.
And he sees Elizabeth Shue, and it's 1984, and he's like, holy shit. And
not too shabby.
And he goes up, and he starts flirting with her. She's interested.
Well, because he's doing the thing that gets all the people hot. Soccer ball tricks with his knees.
Oh, definitely.
That works. Wait, watch this. Boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, boom, boom.
And... it's, you know, it's the end of the night. We're roasting hot dogs. His friend's like, you don't got the moves to get this girl, man.
Dude, beach wieners, man. No thanks.
And here comes Johnny Lawrence. It's my favorite introduction. I never noticed this line before. It's him on a motorcycle and his buddies, the Cobra Kai group, dirt bikes or whatever. Yeah. And the one guy's like, hey, John, you want a brew dog or a beer? And he's like, no, man. It's my senior year. I'm gonna take it seriously this year. He's like, I'm not doing it. You know, as of 8 a.m. tomorrow, I'm a totally different guy. And it doesn't happen. He's like fucking with this girl immediately right after that.
Well, have you ever tried to stop drinking?
It's a good point.
The next morning, he walks to school with a smoothie.
Yeah.
Listen, Jeff, I've been getting fucked up and partying since the fourth grade, but my senior year is really important. Don't want to lose that karate scholarship or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going clean into, what's that, college.
And he goes, he sees Daniel LaRusso talking to his lady. He's not happy about that. He grabs her radio. He breaks her radio.
Wow. Her radio, though. It's not LaRusso's
radio.
Well,
that's the thing. You know, again, keep your head down. It's like, oh, it sucks what happened to your radio with that other guy. It was a real tragedy what happened to that radio. That guy was a real... Is he gone? Yeah, that guy was a real jerk. That guy was a real asshole. He's gone, right? He's gone. Okay, yeah, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Are his friends here? Yeah, asshole.
If it wasn't for my bum leg, I would have fucking beat the shit out of that dude. But no, he's like getting into it, and that's when he gets the shit kicked out of him.
A little bit of a beach scuffle. The first of like four or five times in this movie, he hilariously gets the shit beat out of him before the karate beat.
Which
it.
Is yes. too much. Like, get it, kick his ass twice. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. He sucks. I yeah. totally get
this
it.
This movie's a little long. It's longer than Star Wars, by the way.
It definitely is longer than Star Wars. Big problem for a movie about a kid who learns karate.
I mean, it's about an old man teaching a kid something useless. It's kind of the same thing.
Daniel LaRusso. It's true. What should have happened is Daniel LaRusso should have snuck into the Cobra Kai dojo and blew it up, man. Just strap some C4 all over that fucking place.
That's the thing. Keep upping the stakes yes. with these guys, man, until you light that fucking building up.
But it's amazing because, like, here, you get the crap kicked out of you a little bit in front of your crush or whatever, and the move is to just, like, suffered through, like, yeah, that sucked. Oh, man, I could have been. But he's, like, on the floor, huddled. And he's like, go away. Go away.
And they've all seen this before. All of Elizabeth Shue's friends yeah. are just like, no, 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 leave him. It's another beach guy. He's down for the count, lady. You notice who one of these Cobra Kais are, though? I want to get the guy's name right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom Fridley?
No.
He's the dude in Friday the 13th, Part 6, who's John Travolta's nephew.
Oh!
Whose biggest claim to fame is being in that movie going, hey, Becky, are you taking a dump? While driving an RV?
Wow, okay.
More famous than the fact that he's John Travolta's nephew.
Okay. Another Cobra Kai kid is Steve McQueen's son, Chad McQueen.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, ladies, right? It's crazy.
That dude famously doesn't participate in properties that his father was a part of.
Oh, really?
True story, not a joke at all.
Okay.
Yeah. They did like a Bullet TV show and he told him to go screw.
So it's like a nepotism thing because apparently Clint Eastwood was trying to get his son into
this. This is the funniest
not
thing
Not Scott
of all
Eastwood,
time.
Not the automobile.
What? No. What's his name? Kip?
Kip or Kyle or yeah. something.
Kyle.
I think it's Kyle.
I think it's Kyle.
Kyle Eastwood was supposed to yeah. be in this, but then what happened? Like,
so he bombed the audition, and they were like, "We want that little Italian kid." He's like, "Yeah, thanks." And because I mean, like, nothing. No, you're not getting Kyle Eastwood to play Daniel LaRusso. without fucking face paint. So anyways... But he's You're like, oh, wrong. Blah, blah, blah. Eastwood was so incensed that his kid wasn't the lead. Columbia was owned by the Coca-Cola Corporation at the time that he banned the use of Coca-Cola in all of his movies there on out.
That's petty, man.
Well, Clyde.
All right. When they get to the whorehouse in Unforgiven, no Coca-Cola products.
This whorehouse, like a certain stadium's, is Pepsi only.
When I'm making fun of all those Asian people in Gran Torino, Pepsi only.
Does anybody else have any questions at the Q&A? Anybody notice the lack of Coca-Cola? $1 million baby?
Those letters from Iwo Jima are not going to be about Coca-Cola.
That's right about $1 million baby, Kevin, because in the original script, I can't believe you brought this up, she was supposed to fall and break her neck on a can of Coca-Cola.
Oh.
And then he was like, get it out of there. Put in a stool.
Famous last minute squitch.
All right, I forgot that Barack Obama killed her.
Hey, chair. I'm talking to a chair.
So he goes to school the next. He's got like a black eye, and his mom. That's the whole. Let me see your baby browns.
Baby browns.
He goes to school the next day, and again, like he picks it right back up with Elizabeth Shue, and she's like, "Oh, that was really messed up." He's like, "Yeah, it's fine, no problem, geek boo bob." And
this is at another soccer-related thing. Now they're in gym class, also playing soccer.
And one of the kids from Cobra Kai, like, sweeps him playing soccer.
Right.
And he gets into a fight with him. And Daniel, like, gets a punch off. And the coach is like, get the hell out of here, you Italian kid. And the guy is like, he's like, you know what, man? This school sucks. This school totally sucks, man.
This is, like, where you're asking your mother to change schools.
Yes.
Or at least go to, like, the CVS and get some hair dye.
Yeah.
Bleach that shit and try again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've humiliated yourself twice in front of all of the people in school that matter.
The friends he made at the beach party are making fun of him already.
Yeah.
They're like derisively calling him the Karate Kid.
He lost all those guys, even the pig fucker t-shirt
yes.
kid.
Oh, no.
That guy hates him.
First to turn on him. This is what I did when in high school. You just keep your head down for those 4 years. You fucking lost already.
Yes.
Do not try again.
How many pig sex shirts did you have?
None. That's why I wasn't cool.
I wouldn't have been bullied as much if I had some t-shirts with animals fucking on them.
It's true.
Too late right now.
I grew up in a rural area, so it would have played big.
I know what that is.
Hey, that's my grandfather on there.
No, Mom, I didn't want the t-shirt with the chickens fucking. I wanted the t-shirt with the pigs fucking.
Well, that's all they had at the store.
Buzz off, Mom!
But he's still, like, laying game on Elizabeth Shue. It's good for you, Daniel, but fucking take the hint, man. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, there's somebody in the AV club you could, like, start flirting with. No one's going to beat you up about that.
Yeah, where's Crystal? She's pushing the TV VCR card into a classroom right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Seek her out. Elizabeth Shue is trouble, man. Johnny Lawrence is all over the place still.
The great William Zabka, by the way. Yeah.
Zabka's
Lawrence.
Awesome in this movie,
he is.
Man. He yeah. really is.
He's pretty good in that new Cobra Kai show.
You watching this Cobra Kai show, dude?
I watched a season and two episodes of the second season. I'm trying to catch up.
Let me ask you this, because it's like the elephant in the room if you're going to do a Karate Kid show now.
Right.
How are they handling the Mr. Miyagi situation?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh.
Sure.
Daniel LaRusso visits his grave, and hilariously enough, Mr. Miyagi died in 2011, 6 years after Pat Morita.
Dude, don't make...
He took better
Don't care. Make the fictional character don't. Live longer than the actor that played him!
Don't count the ghost years!
Yeah, that's some ghoulish shit, YouTube Red.
So
that's why it's YouTube Red.
Mr. Miyagi was able to vote for Barack Obama, but Pat Morita was not.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I'm just trying to get my timeline straight. So, by the way, speaking of,
there is the, John Avildsen also directed a bunch of other movies. He directed New Year's Eve with Peter Falk. Anyone ever see that movie?
Oh, is that no?
It's like they're like bookies and doing something.
I realized that I was thinking of a shitty horror film called New Year's Evil, which I've seen that one.
Excellent.
But because the Pat Morita voice is really offensive, we're going to be doing Peter Falk instead. Just swapping it out.
Playing the role of Mr. Miyagi will be Peter Falk.
Because at the beginning, they, you know, what do you call it there? LaRusso finds him because there's something wrong with the sink. And Pat Morita is like, you know, trying to get a fucking... He's got to be wasted. He's trying to get
Pat Morita or Mr. Miyagi?
Mr. Miyagi, I'm sorry. Okay. He's got to be wasted. He's trying to get like a fly with chopsticks. And he's like, yeah, upstairs my faucet's going crazies. And he's like, yeah, I'll be up later. Yeah, I'll just be up later.
Yeah, what's that kid? Oh, yeah, she's got to speak into my good eye.
Yeah, I'll be up there to fix your sink in a second, ma'am.
Hey, kid, you got any smokes on you?
I'll be right up after I run into the liquor store real quick. Me and Cassavetes ran out of bourbon last night.
So, you know, LaRusso's going along. He's like just riding his bike on a hill. And
this
fucking
is, listen, Andrew Jupin in the hotel room this morning, chuckling pretty hard at this kid eating shit off this bike, falling down this hill. It's awesome.
It's high stakes bullying at this point. These bullies have escalated. We're running this kid off the road.
It's like if he was at a better school, the administration would step in.
For sure. Not here. So he fucks up his bike. He comes home. And again, he's yelling at his bike.
He is trying to throw this bike in a dumpster. Pretty funny.
Oh, you stupid bike. Oh, ah, stupid 10-speed. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
He's taking all that hate he has for all these friends that have turned their back on him immediately and pointing it directly at an inanimate object.
That's the move.
Even pig fucker hates me. Ooh, ah, ooh.
Fucking bike.
And his mom's like, oh, no, your bike. What happened to your bike?
We bought that bike in Shangri-La.
I threw it out because I wanted to. Ma. Ma.
And then, like, fucking Miyagi's like, it's a perfectly good bike. Let me just grab that bike. I'll fix it up for you.
Dust it off a little bit. This bike's still good. Come on,
this bike's
kid.
Just got a couple of scratches on it. It's totally fine.
I could bet this on a pony down at the OTB.
All I got to do, fix the bike. I sell it. I make a little profit, a little something for Miyagi in the back pocket.
You just need a few new change. I got a lot of change back here.
So for whatever reason, like he gives him the bike, and it's like, oh wow, thank you so much. Oh, thanks, Mr. Miyagi. He's such a nice guy. He called him Miyagi, which is kind of a joke in the movie. Like, eventually has to learn that it's Miyagi.
Joke.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah, it's actually Miyagi. I'm from Okinawa.
Yeah, they changed it at Ellis Island when we got there.
It was Miyagowitz, and then they changed it on me.
Question, is this better? I don't know.
It might not be better, but it's not racist.
Okay, that's...
So we're in the clear.
One. That is always our strive here. Not better, but probably not racist.
One of the saddest things of all time, when please. Miyagi comes to fix the sink, it's like...
Yeah, here to fix your sink.
And he opens the door, and LaRusso is doing, like, karate exercises from a book that he's thumbing through. Ooh, that's sad.
It's like one of those, like, Charles Atlas things you'd send away for. Like, you know, the kid getting sand kicked in his face. Like, well, I'm sick of that. The sad part about this is he's like, oh, man, I'm so sick of getting picked on. I love fucking karate. Oh, wow, there's a karate studio up the street. And he goes there, and all his bullies are there. He's like, oh, fuck.
That's the end of that.
Exactly.
And then he realizes there's a king bully. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's always
a king of the bullies, man.
Right. The sensei.
John Kreese.
Yeah, he's the sensei of the Cobra Kai Dojo.
So this is a dude who's about 40 years old, teaching a troop of teenagers played by like 27-year-olds that karate is for killing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Great institution to bring your kids to.
Is there any... I mean, I know it's just outside of a strip mall or whatever. There's no oversight whatsoever. Like, you know, like, oh,
What, like a karate commissioner?
I would like a karate commissioner.
Yeah, I'm the karate commissioners.
No, these legs,
teaching these kids to kill.
These legs are too high. All of them.
Well, it's like, oh, hey, Jeremy, how was your first karate lesson? I'm your mother. It's like, well, it was great, Mom. We taught us how to have no mercy and to kill our enemies. Well, I'm taking you right out of that. Well, that's done with. Or,
well, I'm really happy my $40 a week is going to something as productive as that, depending on how shitty the parent is.
True. And John Kreese is a veteran, so you got to support that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of moving on, and LaRusso
like
is
time.
It is because LaRusso is keep flirting this. With Elizabeth Shue. He does this like I don't know what she sees in him. All she's seen him do is bounce a soccer ball, pretty cool, get the shit kicked out of him, whine and cry.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was also brave enough to eat fucking loose hot dogs on a beach, by the way.
Ugh.
I am throwing up just thinking about it.
There was not nary a bun in sight?
I saw no bun, dude. Zero buns to be found.
You're getting the end of a stick in one of those bites. I'm sorry. It's just happening.
He buys her lunch. He's like, oh, yeah, what's going on with you and Johnny over there? Huh, huh. And she's like, well, she's like, well, he's my ex-boyfriend. Like, oh, hey, oh. And he starts talking to himself. He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's crazy. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, it's a voice in my head. Says, I got to be a yo-yo to keep talking to you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm cool, dude.
Yeah, way to woo her, dude.
You're a coward, you're a loser, and you're crazy.
And it's not just this romantic bit, dude. Yeah. He's talking to himself all throughout this movie.
Yes, for sure.
He's like, oh, yeah, the dog told me to kill her.
Like, it's insane. He's just mumbling through this movie.
But I guess he's sexy because he's from exotic New Jersey.
Yeah, dude. He talks funny.
Yeah,
looks tiny.
He was in The Outsiders. That works for some people.
Yeah.
So it's Halloween time. He's kind of hanging out with Miyagi. He's like, oh, thanks for the bike, Mr. Miyagi. So cool of you. He's like, you're not gonna go to the Halloween party or what? And he's like, well, no, I can't because all the bullies are gonna be there. If only I was the Invisible Man.
Right.
And this is when he gets the worst Halloween costume of all time.
And what's worse about it being the worst Halloween costume of all time is it has inspired people to go out in real life and be this fucking shower with the curtain around it. I've seen this at no less than like 4 Halloween parties in my
wow.
life. And it's taking up space.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're bumping into people. It's awful. Uh-huh.
Any Halloween costume where I can't sit down comfortably, I'm out.
Yeah, is it going to take me 15 minutes to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
I just like the concept of dressing up as like a shower. Like that's a scary monster. It's Halloween. Aren't you afraid? You're taking a bath.
And also, if I'm the chaperone, he shows up to the party, and Elizabeth Shue is like, oh, wow, it's Daniel. I inexplicably like him. And she goes up, and she like goes into the shower. It's like, it's cool in here. If I'm a fucking chaperone, I'm like, hey! Hey!
Yep.
Hey, 6 inches for the Lord.
Exactly.
And get out of that shower.
They probably wouldn't even let him in because that's just a sex curtain, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just a sex curtain.
That's full air horn mode at that point.
Exactly.
Lay it up in the air.
And then they get assaulted by the true antagonist of the film, the maniac chicken man.
Dude, that guy.
What? So it's a guy. He's dressed up as a chicken at this Halloween dance. And Daniel LaRusso is tickled pink.
Cannot kick.
He loves this Halloween costume. Like Elizabeth Shue's trying to be like, so maybe we could take the shower curtain and go someplace else. And he's like, yo, do you see that fucking chicken? That chicken's throwing eggs. Oh, my God. Look at that chicken. He's hilarious. Look at that chicken. Chicken.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Do you think you can sign my paper for me?
Bo, I'm going to get that chicken's autograph. Wow.
Mom, can I get this framed?
And the chicken must be the captain of the football team because he's chucking eggs at people like, yes, the chicken's doing it.
He's loving it. He's like, oh, the chicken's using real eggs. He's got real eggs. He's hit. And then he gets hit with one. And like a kid on Double Dare, he's like, the chicken egged me. I got it by the chicken.
Well, this guy is so attractive.
I really want to date him. And she says something to the effect of like, you know, I wish somebody would get even with that Johnny. And he's like, that's a good idea. Holy shit, I never thought of that. And he's like,
I never thought about getting evens.
So
So he goes in the bathroom and he sees Johnny. It's a great line. The guy's like, "Hey, John, are you done rolling that number?" And the, and Johnny is like, "One more second." He's in the stall. They're all dressed in skeleton costumes. It's a real. And also, like, again, if you're trying to get laid, a cool outfit is a skeleton costume.
Yeah.
Shower, not so much.
Well, skeleton, dude, it's all bone.
Boner. There you go.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Johnny Lawrence is the hero of this film, kind of, because, like, in this, well, not always, but in this scene, in this scene anyway,
this particular scene,
he's just trying to take a shit and smoke a joint.
Right. That's it.
And the Daniel LaRusso, as the shower, showers him.
Yeah, well, there's just this, like, stray hose in the boys' room. The fuck is that?
Hosing down boys with that. That's what that's for.
I get.
It's when they store horses in there.
And it's not like these are bullies that have not tried to kill you already. Because they have. They tried to run off the road. They're like, if this kid dies, he dies. I don't care.
They put their best foot forward trying to murder you.
And he's like, well, I better get them pretty excited. Like, you know, you're at a party. He fucking sprays him. And he wants them to know it's him. And he runs out like, hey, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And they're like, we're going to fucking kill him tonight. Yeah.
And he winds up, like, running through the parking lot, and, like, the costume comes off. And I'm just picturing Miyagi, like, hey, I thought the shower curtain was going to come back to my bedroom. I got to take a shower tomorrow morning. I'm going to get water all over the floor.
Where's my loofah?
I can't bathe without my loofah.
He winds up going to, like, a ditch, and all of the Cobra Kai kids, all dressed in skeleton outfits, catch up with him. Like, we're going to beat the shit out of you for a really long time now.
And this is where, like, you see Miyagi, like, sneaking into the scene like a cat burglar. And he's like, not so fast, kids. And Mr. Miyagi, God bless him, lays waste to these teenagers.
I'm just here to get back my shower curtain. Yeah.
If I don't get my shower curtain back, someone's taking a bath.
And it's, he beats the fucking living shit out of these kids.
It's so, he's doing like spine chops.
To be fair, though, it was the 1980s and hitting other kids was totally cool.
Oh,
it was
definitely.
Totally okay. Yeah. If you're an adult and someone's, you know, upset with you, you can just smack them.
Because then when you tell your parents, it was like, well, you must have did something.
Exactly.
Well, now that I've put out this cigarette on you, kid, enjoy the wheelchair.
Yeah. I learned how to beat up kids from Cassavetes.
Cassavetes loved hitting kids.
He disassembled a pack of 10 of them back in 78. It was beautiful.
Yeah, him and Jenna Rollins used to tag team him. It was something else.
You know the clothesline? I watched Cassavetes and Gina do that. It was incredible.
Yeah, Cassavetes and Jenna Rollins invented the clothesline.
So he brings LaRusso back into his room. He's like taking care of him. He's like, oh, geez, thanks so much, Mr. Miyagi. Geez, I don't know what's going on with these bullies. I keep antagonizing them, and they keep beating me up. I don't understand.
Clue, LaRusso.
What am I supposed to do here? Like, I fuck with them, and you know what? They fuck with me. And, like, it's amazing because, like, Miyagi gives him the worst advice in the world. He's like, well, you got to go there. You got to go, and you got to talk to an adult. Never talk to an adult.
He's like, absolutely not. They will not help you.
Because, like, LaRusso lets it slip that they're part of this crooked dojo. He's like, well, you just got to go to that dojo master and tell them what's going on. And, like,
I think Mr. Miyagi secretly wants his kid to get murdered. He's like, yeah, Senji's down at a dojo. You just tell the leader of them to stop fucking with you.
Well, he's bothering Miyagi every goddamn day.
I know, because LaRusso is the villain of this film.
He is.
So he's like, oh, you got to come with me, right? He's like, ah, yeah, sure. It's by the track. I'll go.
And we got to stop off and get the paper first, though.
Let me get this straight, Sensei John Kreese. Can I bet on this practice session? What are we talking about? Can I smoke in here, too? Is there smoking dojo?
What's the vig on that crazy one winning?
Yeah, I know there's no fear, no mercy, none of that. Is there smoking?
I don't see a bar in here. Is there a bar?
But he's like, Kreese is obviously pissed off. He's like, you got a lot of nerve showing up here. This, that, and the other thing. He's like, you got to fight right now. And, like, fucking Miyagi sells him a bill of goods. He's like, no. You know what? Why don't we fight at the tournament? And then no one fucks with this kid for 3 months. And Kreese is like, I like your style, old man. Like, no fucking way.
No, this is Kreese locks the door.
Exactly.
And then 12 people gang up on a little Italian kid and an old man. That's how that should play out.
I love how you beat up my students, and the only way to settle this is in a really, really rigid way. Like, you know what I mean?
And we were talking about this backstage. Like, it's totally ridiculous because if LaRusso even gets into this tournament, what are the odds he's fighting these fucking guys?
Exactly.
Like, he could go out in the first round.
It's true. Well, then it's open season.
That's a line that Kreese says, which is very uncomfortable. Because he's like, well, what if they don't show up to the tournament? He's like, well, it's open season.
Like, he's advocating killing these people.
Exactly. That is like, I'm burning your house down with your mother inside. That's what open season means.
All right, if you win, I just kill the kid. If you lose, I kill your mother, too.
I run a karate dojo. I make $9 an hour at a karate studio.
All right, kids, so we're going to go back to my place. You're going to do my dishes, and then you're going to take a dive in that thing, because I'm going to be betting on that, and you're going to take a dive.
Like, we've all taken a dive in our lives, all right, kid? You got to do it sooner or later.
So okay. I'm going to have a lot of money riding on that.
Make peace with your maker, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, this is what he's like. You know what? I'm going to teach you karate. Just come to my house tomorrow. And I mean, like, it's well-trodden ground, but it's so insane that he just scams this kid for days.
Yes.
This movie is like 55 minutes of this kid doing chores.
Yes. Right, he's sanding the floor, and it gives him that instinct to sand the sky or whatever the fuck.
Well, because he's like, and it's like, you know, he's doing a little bit. It's like, you know, breathe in through your nose, breathe in, you know, center yourself, but also make sure that fucking floor gleams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The best one is, I think it's when he's sanding the deck outside, and Mr. Miyagi's like, you got to do the whole thing. Oh, I think it might be actually when he goes, he's like painting the fence.
Yes.
And Mr. Miyagi's like, well, I'll see you later. I'm going fishing. And I was like, I'd rather just go fishing with Mr. Miyagi.
He even says, like, oh, man, Greg, you're not taking me go fishing. Oh, wow, we go fishing in Newark all the time. Bo, ba, bo, ba. Right in all the polluted canals. Bo, ba, whoa.
Yeah, we'll do that after you wash my car.
And, like, he at the end of it, like, it's, like, 4 days of, like, wax that you get the wax on, wax off
he
thing.
He paints the fucking house.
He paints my house, you little bitch. Like, come on.
That is, like, I mean, like, the cash value of this work.
Yes.
That's, like, $2,000. Like, I'm sorry, painting a whole fucking house?
Yep. Also, are you suggesting to me that any carpenter knows karate?
Jesus did, dude.
Yeah, definitely. I guess that's a fair point.
Jesus knew karate.
Fair point.
Very famously, Jesus knew karate.
I thought he was more of a jujitsu man, but...
No, misnomer, dude, misnomer.
But like Miyagi, he decided to be, like, selfless and just let himself be killed.
Well, no, that's what Jesus said on the cross. He's like, I just want you all to know I'm doing this, but I definitely could beat the shit out of all of you. No, this is just me. This is all part of my divine plan. Thank you, God. But I could beat the fucking shit out of him.
It's to avoid a fight.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
But after this happens, no one will fight in my name again.
That's it.
So it's his little wiener's birthday.
Well, he does do the thing where he's like, he learns all the lessons, but like, dude, again, all you need to do is actually teach him that lesson. Be like, hey, this is going to take me 5 minutes to teach you this move,
That's why it's a scam.
It is a scam.
It's a total scam.
Oh, you know, why don't you, it's a crate, here's $20, go down to the store, pick up a pack of cigarettes. It's all karate, half of karate's math, okay? So I want to see the change. I want to see the change. Karate's 80% math.
Better see that receipt, too. You know, I don't want you to nickel and dime me with real nickels and dimes.
Oh, man. It's a total scam.
Uh-huh. It is.
A little bit.
But it's kind of inspirational for older men out there, right?
I want to grow up to be Mr. Miyagi,
right?
Man. You dupe this kid so easily. You're going out fishing all the time. And that house is awesome. Mr. Miyagi's house kicks ass.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
What is with this Jay Leno-esque fleet of cars that he has?
Yeah, well, that's like a Mr. Miyagi prequel, dude. That's okay. Like his other life. Maybe it's like a Gone in 60 Seconds situation.
No, yeah. I wrote for Late Night for many years here.
Yeah, me and Jay Leno were very tight. Yeah. Very tight.
Don't you remember? I was one of the...
Oh, that's right. Collision Course says Collision Course's biggest fan.
I
totally forgot about that movie, though. It was very helpful.
True. I totally it's forgot true. About it.
That has anyone seen Collision Course with Jay Leno and Pat Morita?
Poor people.
It's terrible.
Like,
it's...
Pat Morita is like, yeah, I'm a fucking cop. And then Jay Leno's like, yeah, I'm kind of one too. Boo, 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 ba, boo, ba, boo, ba, boo. Here's an error in a newspaper.
Daniel-san takes her out to a date on a date, right? He takes
I thought you were going to say Daniel-san takes her out to a ditch, dude.
Close.
I was like, what happened?
No, Eric's not taking her out.
They'll never find her.
Grave digger.
But no, they actually take her about the golf and stuff. Something like that.
Yeah, it's called golf and stuff.
This is humiliating. This is another Daniel LaRusso humiliation. Because it turns out Elizabeth Shue is from the right side of the tracks, as it were. And Daniel-san is on the wrong side of the tracks. But they agree to have a date, much like the film Pretty in Pink, right? And he goes to pick her up. Mrs. LaRusso's behind the wheel in the shitbox car that they have. Oh, Lord.
And they're like, oh, is that your mother there? It's like, yeah, we just got to push right now. I'm like, fuck, dude.
The engine won't turn over. And she's like, oh, Elizabeth Shue, you'll love this. It's hilarious. My son and I are going to get out and push on your first date that I'm going on with you.
Elizabeth Shue's father looks outside, looks at this piece of shit, and is like, send the guards and the dogs.
Yes, kill them.
So, I hope you like roaches in your hair.
Elizabeth Shue, have you ever been to Shangri-La? It has a pool in it.
So they go to golf and stuff, right? And it's a kind of a fun
date. I think it's literally called golf and stuff.
Uh-huh. There's this great weird, like, and the problem is, like, LaRusso has zero chemistry and, like, zero intelligence either. He's like, oh, cool, there's a fucking water slide. We should go on that. And she's like, well, we don't have bathing suits. And he's like, oh, I guess we'll do it next time. I'll bring a bathing suit. Like, yeah, you idiot.
Why is this in the movie?
Oh, wow, where I come from, we just swim in our jeans.
Yeah, I know those kids.
Otherwise, all the fish keep biting your legs.
Come on, we just take a good denim dunk.
Oh, wow, the denim dunk, dude.
But they
shit.
They
That's
somehow...
when you drown Jay Leno.
Oh, no, it's finally happening. I'm getting the denim dunk.
They somehow have a good time, and, like...
Well, there's, like, skee-ball and shit. Like, how do you have fun with skee-ball?
That's
but this
true.
Go-karts...
It's sad, this other guy who's not part of Cobra Kai shows up in some sick T-Bird, and he's like, hey, how's it going? You want to go for a ride? He's like, maybe next time. And it's like, yeah, we know what's going on. But
does he start acting like a dick here, though, LaRusso?
He does.
He's like, oh, don't you want to get in the car with that guy, right? He's fucking rich, right? I'm not.
That guy was trying to be polite to him because she introduces him. And he's like, oh, hey, Daniel, how you doing? And all that. And he's just got a blood vendetta against anyone that looks at her.
Daniel LaRusso, villain of the film.
Definitely.
But my favorite line, the Cobra Kai group, wouldn't you know it, shows up in like some convertible. They're like, hey, you want to come over? We're going to get drunk somewhere or something. And it's like, no, I'm on a date. And he's like, well, your little friend can come too. Sick burn. And Mrs. LaRusso shows up. And
oh,
one
my
of,
God.
This is an amazing
this
one.
This is fucking ice cold. One of these Cobra Kai kids, as they're driving away, goes, I love your car, Mrs. LaRusso!
Which is bad, but what makes it worse is she doesn't know that he's fucking with
yes.
her.
Yes!
And she's like, oh, thank you, kids! Oh, it's humiliating. Your whole fucking family's humiliated
now,
by teens!
Now, Daniel, before we go home, can I show off my car around the neighborhood? If those kids like it, maybe the neighbors will like it, too.
It's awful.
And, like, he's learning all the karate, sort of, kind of, slowly. Like, there's some fun stuff about the we're on a boat.
Balancing on the boat. He falls in the water and it's cold. That's funny.
That's a lot of fun. It is his birthday at some point. And this is, it's actually after the drinking scene. We need to talk about the drunk Miyagi scene.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, this film gets a little heavy for no reason.
This is a Cassavetes film now.
Now it turns into a Cassavetes film, yeah.
But it's like, This is what got Pat Morita nominated for an Oscar for this movie. Nominated
Didn't see that coming, did you? The Oscar-nominated Karate Kid.
He is good in it.
He is. Yeah. He's excellent.
Truly excellent.
And he's like drinking by himself, and like LaRusso shows up. He's really upset, and like Miyagi is wasted.
He's wasted. He's wearing a military uniform. He's got a picture of his dead wife sitting there. Like LaRusso's walking in on a suicide.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, oh, what'd you interrupt me for, Daniel-san?
I'll be with you soon, baby. Oh, what the hell's that knock?
He's getting ready to kick the chair, dude.
Yeah, he learns like that his wife died in an internment camp. Fucking Mr. Miyagi fought for the U.S. They stuck his wife in an internment camp while his kid died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fucked up.
The power of the Karate Kid still lives on 35 years later.
And mind you, this is about a karate tournament.
Thank you.
We are prepping for the All Valley.
Uh-huh.
Get this died in childbirth shit out of here.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of The Rescuers, the two mice start talking about the fucking miscarriage they had.
Hey, man, the mice carriage?
Hey, better movie.
Eric jokes.
Well, we're having a fun adventure with this dog. Most fun we've had since we've lost the baby.
It just has no place in this film.
No, it does not. But to your point, the suicide thing, it gets even worse. On Daniel's birthday, he's like, oh, hey, Daniel, let me give you the only piece of art my wife ever made as part of your karate gi. And also, why don't you just take one of my cars? And it's like, I don't know, dude. Are you
giving
totally shit
the
away?
Fucking Miyagi fire sale, man.
Exactly.
Hey, you know want any of my jackets, Daniel-san? How about all these VHS tapes I have?
Why don't you just take my house? It's like, oh, you know what, dude? Fucking Red Flag City.
Oh. That is why he was having him fix it up, dude. Yeah. It's like, now it's your home.
Oh, fuck.
In Cobra Kai, the TV show, he gets the house. I don't know how, but he gets it.
Well, I got an idea.
Yeah.
There is
like,
some
like
poor...
Like Miyagi's dying, and he like coerces him to sign a will.
He's like holding his hand, like, yeah. Sign it. There you go.
There is
an X counts, judge. An X counts.
There is some very bitter Miyagi niece out there that got fucking swindled.
Big time.
He doesn't meet any distant relatives in part two when he goes to settle that blood feud in Okinawa?
Not to my knowledge. Uh-huh, they're all gone.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. They're all gone.
I'm the last Miyagi. I'm the only one left. All of my friends are dead.
That's the thing. This movie is Little Kid Rocky. It really is. It's just like, right. You got your slurry fucking Italian as your lead. You've got...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I should say I'm 18% Italian, so I can say that? No. Nah.
Dude, you got to ratchet up that percentage in public if you're telling these
oh,
jokes.
Oh, 90%.
There, yeah.
It's 90%. It's 90.
No. The best place to learn karate is in a butcher's warehouse. Just kick the beef.
And then cook me a steak dinner.
Yeah, it's all about learning karate still. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just make me dinner.
You know, the trick with karate is liver and onions, right? Why don't you whip that up for me?
The birthday party, though.
Oh, right.
Right. He, Mr. Miyagi, presents him with this beautiful cake.
Yeah.
He gives him this stuff. It's a thing. It's like the last thing my wife ever knit for me.
Yes.
You know, with like it's like a this cool like bonsai tree, you mm-hmm. know, knit thing. That's yours. It's a gi.
Yes.
So he has that. And Daniel-san is like, hey, man, if you ever regret giving this to me, I'll gladly give it back to you.
I'm really uncomfortable by having this, by the way.
Yeah, Miyagi's just like, yeah, okay, I'm actually regretting it already, so that's good to know you're cool with returning it.
It's even worse when he gives him this, it's a classic car that he's like, you pick whichever car you want. And he picks the yellow one, which he knew he was going to pick anyway. And the fucking keychain is Miyagi's dog tags. Dude, you've got to call a social worker immediately. Immediately.
And it's great because there's a shot of him like noticing the dog tags and he's like, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice.
But so he bequeaths him all of these things. He has this cake and everything. And then he's like, oh, wow, boy, bye. Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I totally forgot. I got to go hang out with my mother.
Yeah.
And then
stupid mother.
But he definitely does not do that at all.
Yes. Because
I don't know if it's like an editing mess up or something, but like the next thing you know, he's going to hang out with Elizabeth Shue again.
They're at golf and stuff. We skip past my favorite scene in the movie, which is they're supposed to go on this date. It's like in the middle of the movie where they're going well together. And Elizabeth Shue is like, oh, you know, I have to go to the country club. Why don't you pick me up?
Oh, yes.
And they're dancing. She's dancing with her father, her piece of shit dad, who's like, well, you know, you're not hanging out with that Italian boy, are you? And she's like, well, yes, I am. And Johnny Lawrence is like, hey, let's call us a truce, blah, blah, blah. LaRusso kind of sneaks into the back. Johnny sees it. He kisses her forcibly. She punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And then, like, her mother is like, oh, my God, Johnny, are you okay? I'm like, what the fuck?
They love Johnny.
They do.
Yeah. It's classic, like, shitty, rich movie parents, but dude. That's exactly what it
then
is.
Daniel, like, is startled, turns around, and falls into a gigantic, the biggest pot of sauce I've ever seen in my life.
Like, you're looking to feed the army.
It's like The Shining. It's just like,
like, this kitchen door swings back open, and yes, it's just like,
just a river of marinara sauce.
It's all in slow motion. Daniel's just covered in it.
Little Danny Torrance is like,
the freaking the fuck out in that Apollo 11 sweater.
The pasta's everywhere, Mrs. Torrance. Yeah, sure. I'll teach you karate.
Tony, another small Italian.
And then, paint my fence. It needs more pork for the flavor.
It's kind of amazing, though, because obviously the point is he's wearing this, like, the white outfit, so, like, the spaghetti really, like, really sticks to it. But he's dressed like a fucking waiter this entire movie.
Why is he sneaking in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
She just said, pick me up at this place. Sit out there honking like everybody else. Oh,
maybe. How about this? How about I stalk her?
Yeah.
I'm the hero of a movie.
Because then he's like, oh, yeah, you look fucking rich people. Ba-ba-da-boob. And she's like, no, I punch that dude in the fucking face. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that information. I had fucking pasta sauce on my eyes. As usual.
Blinded by marinaras.
Italian baptism.
Oh, fuck, man. Thank God 90% Steve is up here.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring
the rest of us are hopeless.
Bring my family up later. You'll all understand. It's all okay. No, so, like, she, like, kind of, like, they reconcile because she was pissed about him and he was pissed about her. They understand. And he, like, gives her a ride in his fucking sick friend suicide mobile, I guess.
I mean, it's a cool car, but one gripe I have with this is when they go out of the, and they're in the parking lot and they're getting in the car. You're telling me a 16-year-old kid backed this huge car into that parking
space? Yeah,
I don't think so. We were all 16 once. You fucking get into that parking space however you can, and it is always front first. No way. Jay Leno couldn't even pull it off.
So it's pretty much right around here is the tournament, right? Like,
yeah,
he's got the gi, he's learned three karate moves.
That's all you need.
Mr. Miyagi taught him how to punch by hilariously dressing up in, like, a catcher's uniform. And he was just like, yeah, go at it. The babe did worse to me.
Yeah, just kick the shit out of me.
Just don't hit the liver. It's a weak spot, I gotta tell you.
The lungs ain't too good neither.
Yeah, it's a really important karate move. Kick me in the balls and call me a piece of shit.
It's the number one tenet of karate, smashing my nuts. Do it.
Now,
yeah, it's a karate move. Just pour hot wax on
me. Daniel, let me ask you, how much leather you got?
Oh, and how tall is your girlfriend? Maybe you can bring her by.
Yeah, no, classic karate finisher. Spit in my face.
Hey, Daniel, could you take your tootsies out for me?
Yeah, a lot of karate villains are into feet stuff.
Wiggle them for
could
me.
Could you dangle a little for an old man?
So we are shitting on the legacy of Pat Morita and Peter Falk.
Both
within
great.
The same hour.
Yes.
We like them.
They're both great.
Yeah. They are great. We get to the All Valley tournament, which is the reddest thing in red. I don't know what it's so red here.
Yeah,
well, like the decor.
Red.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the political opinions.
No.
That is a red karate tournament.
Daniel LaRusso is next. Also, crush capitalism.
I'll go to that tournament.
You know, it's funny, in the Cobra Kai TV show, they spin it, dude. Someone in, because there's this karate tournament still going on somehow.
We're still doing the All Valley in 2019?
Still doing it.
Jesus.
And some dude on the commission is like, hey, dude, this year, blue mats.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and it happens.
Well, for the first time in 35 years, yeah. Different mats.
Exactly. End of story.
Well, this series does sound enthralling.
Right, isn't it? You got gym mats, everyone.
Look, the one guy you want to see the most is dead. They have new gym mats.
I'm into it.
Watch.
Check it out.
I do love that, like, Miyagi is, like, running a scam on this whole thing because he shows up and they're like, well, what belt is he? He's like, oh, what's the highest one again? Yeah, it's a black belt. That's what he is. Yeah.
But he, like, steals it from the guy. Like, yeah. First of all, don't have loose black belts hanging around.
Stolen valor, dude.
Totally. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot my black belt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, black belt? What regiment, dude?
Dude, he gets it out of this bowl. It's like, man. Fucking take a belt, leave a belt.
You don't tie it that way if you're a black belt, man. You should think now, twice about walking around this mall.
Now, Daniel, you go into the tournament. I'm going to go to the bathroom, take this white belt and this bucket of black paint. And we're going to take care of this the old way.
Wait, Daniel LaRusso, why is your belt chipping?
But also, that's another question. So if Daniel LaRusso showed up with a white belt and he can't fight Johnny Lawrence in the tournament, is it also open season still?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. That's why the bet is stupid.
Okay.
Then they dig up the father and leave his corpse out wherever.
Yeah, for the buzzards, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What father? Mr. LaRusso?
Yeah, yeah, wherever he may be.
Oh, that dude fucking skipped Newark too sweet. Are you kidding? He's in Persephone already.
Wow, he went far.
Everyone's dream from Newark is to go to Parsippany.
Kind of.
So it's the
New Jersey jokes for a California audience. Yes.
Can't help ourselves.
It is, and so it's the tournament, and now guess who's the best around? We all are, because we get to hear this awesome song.
So good.
This song fucking kicks ass. And the weird thing that was, it was a song that was written for Rocky III.
Oh, really?
So there's a part in the song, if you listen to the song, like, because everyone is just screaming, you're the best around, clearly.
Yeah.
But there's a lyric that's like, when the past comes to bite you again, or something like that. It's like, this is the first movie.
Yeah, that sounds
right.
Write
a different song. The only past biting anyone is Miyagi's fucking booze demons.
That's it, then. I think that's it. It's about Miyagi. Miyagi is the best.
Well, The line about Clubber Lang is really misplaced as well.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. When you take your shirt off and put on your boxing gloves.
Karate.
You're the best around.
And the best part is the beginning of it. He's in his first fight is with some nobody, not in Cobra Kai. And he keeps running out of the ring. And his girlfriend has to be like, be strong, Daniel. Come on. Wow, this sucks.
I backed the wrong horse.
Hey, did someone say horse?
And
we backing horses over here, what?
She is weirdly knowledgeable of the rules of a karate tournament because she's been
hanging out with Johnny,
dude.
She's been fucking subjected to all sorts of inane karate chat.
This is probably like her fourth All Valley tournament.
Yeah, I'm an old pro at the All Valley.
Yeah, and like...
Oh, she's there, by the way. This is a kind of a hilarious thinking on your feet thing is the guy's like... yeah, no girls allowed on the mat, or like whatever the shit excuse is. And he's like, oh, Daniel-san is like, yeah, she's his translator. Yeah, that'll do.
He can't understand me, you see.
What would all the Japanese I'm speaking?
Fluent Japanese.
And now the song starts, and we're fighting each other, and it's the best part of the movie. My wife, her little cousin was like, you know what? I love the movie The Karate Kid. And she's like, oh, cool. You're like a 6-year-old girl. That's kind of weird. And they put it, she put it on, And like the first 10 minutes go on, she's like, can we just fast forward to the karate tournament? Like, because that's what everybody fucking wants to watch.
Sure.
The 2 hours at golf and stuff and the crying and all sorts of shit.
The botched suicide attempt.
Also that.
And
what all of it.
Whatever is going on by this fucking catfish job that Miss LaRusso has.
Oh, wait. Yeah, oh, we got to back up for definitely. A second. This is ridiculous. This woman's in a cult.
She travels cross-country to join some computer company, and she gets there, and I guess it doesn't exist.
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit. Call Neve Schulman. You got catfish, lady.
So she ends up working as a hostess at a restaurant. And
which you can't do in Newark, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, they got run out of town. Or
oh,
something.
That's it. Yeah. The, what with the bounce checks.
Yes, exactly.
But what? I mean, she's describing a job that, as far as we can tell, is like being a manager of a restaurant. Mm. But what she is saying to Daniel is like, yeah, as soon as I give him all this money, I'm going to move up to the second tier. And once I get to the second tier, I access all sorts of bonus material. I was like, you're in a fucking pyramid scam, lady. This isn't even a restaurant. There's Daniel, no food here.
Daniel, it's going to be okay. In a few years, we'll know who Lord Xenu is.
We just got to fork over another $20,000 and we'll get to worship Lord Xenu.
You don't want to go to college, right? That's fine.
Daniel, I got a job at the first Amway restaurant.
Also, easy with those Scientologist jokes, dude. This is a fucking home turf.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, if you're VIP, you could shoot me on the patio.
That's what you're paying for.
Hey, Shishka.
Well, you know, we made fun of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
we
it's all the
fun
same.
Fun of Lord Xenu, right, sure. Folks?
They're all pyramid schemes, guys.
Fair point.
Yeah, so it's the, we're karate fighting.
We're flapping all over these red mats.
Somehow this kid with fucking 3 weeks training, mostly on a boat, ascends through, which really tells you how fucking shitty the rest of these dojos are.
Yeah. Mostly on a boat, mostly on sanding a deck.
Yeah.
And he wins. He's getting all the way up. The guy before him is going to beat. It's this weird thing. And the whole fucking Cobra Kai should be eliminated immediately because it's like it's the semifinals. Johnny fights this one kid. He beats him. It's really cool. Because actually, Zabka's good at karate. Like, you can tell. Like, he's
Zabka,
like,
yeah, is not too shabby.
Zabka's good. Machio is terrible. Like, he could barely fucking get his leg up.
He's been studying on a boat and painting a fence. Of course he's terrible.
I was just saying the actor. Like, if I'm in the movie The Karate Kid, I sure. might take a karate class.
I don't have time for that, dude.
And I don't appreciate this Cobra Kai trying to be sentimental toward the end.
Yes.
Because they got one guy who goes to take him out. Is he the sweep leg guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
The guy
whatever.
Who goes out and does it and then comes up to Ralph Macchio, who is, like, curled over in the corner. And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. It's like he was... Like, it kicked him in the face.
Yes.
Well, the journey of Daniel LaRusso is, like, growing their hearts, like, five sizes.
Uh-huh.
They're seeing now, like, what they've done.
Sure.
Well, he kneecaps the kid. He, like, kind of jumps up and kicks him in the kneecap.
Yeah, it's like you're doing a high kick, but then the pressure's all, like, coming. It's like a Robert De Niro kick, actually, when you really think about it.
But this kid gets eliminated, and they're like, oh, well, if LaRusso doesn't win, then I guess, or can't fight the next round... Then Cobra Kai wins, and they just go, like, it's obviously clear what they did. Like, one Cobra Kai helped out the other.
Yeah, this is a bullshit Mickey Mouse karate tournament. And now, I've never seen a bigger karate disgrace than the All Valley. Now, it's disgusting.
Daniel LaRusso is injured. Miyagi goes backstage and, like, tends to him. And he's like, all right, kid. I'm going to rub my hands together real fast. Something I learned back on the East Coast. Here we go.
Yeah, this is when I was a boxing coach. I did this on Joe Louis a bunch of times. I'm going to rub my hands together really quickly, like, and then I'm going to touch you.
All right, I'm also going to slip you a little methamphetamine, all right? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's all on my hands. No, just smell this real quick.
Right, I smuggled
it in.
I'm just
going to crack this thing right in front of your nose, and I just need you to breathe in real quick.
I smuggled it in behind my eye.
Yeah.
A lot of security here at the whole Valley.
And Lewis is like, yeah, let's go fucking fight. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, wow, we're going to fucking beat this kid up. Yeah.
Daniel LaRusso's going to fight. Daniel LaRusso's gonna fight.
I love this announcer guy. This guy is like the best character in the movie. He's legitimately excited for the film to come to an end. He's just like, holy shit, he's gonna fight him.
You can smell the cores on this dude, though.
Absolutely.
He's wearing like a fully denim outfit.
When you look at this guy's cast listing, when the credits scroll, it's Bob Banquet Beer Larson. This guy smells like divorced for 20 years, mahogany, one-bedroom apartment.
His hobby is watching kids fight each other.
No, this is a good one. This is a good one they got here.
Yeah, I'm a professional kid fight watcher.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to the All Valley. That's where they got good kid fighting.
Yeah, I don't really like the All Valley, I'll be honest. Not enough blood.
I got to tell you, the worst day of the year is the day after the old All Valley because it's the longest time between All Valleys. Oh, by the way, All Valley under 18. It's an important distinction.
Right, no, I don't fuck with plus 18.
I mean, I guess there must be a plus 18 at some point. What, a fucking 40-year-olds fighting each other? So he's going to fight, and, you know, he's doing pretty well. John Kreese, again, is like, I'm a distrustworthy dude in karate. Why don't you use that leg to your advantage? And Johnny's like, obviously.
Like, thanks for the tip, stupid. But this is the very famous sweep the leg.
He sweeps a leg, and then he his leg is dangling, so he could do this crane kick, which he's never actually properly taught. He just sees Miyagi do it once.
He has a copycat.
Yeah.
Also, people have claimed over the years, and shockingly, I don't know anything about karate tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Cabin.
Yeah, I know nothing either.
Come on, this guy was up after the coupon expired. Yeah.
No, kicking in the face is what you're getting at.
Right, yeah, this is apparently illegal. Any karate heads out there? There we go.
Front row says illegal.
Sir, I love this instant illegal information.
Did you fight in the All Valley by any chance? Under 18.
Yeah, the day after the All Valley is when I just put on my All Valley tapes. Gets me right till Christmas, watch a couple of those specials, then it's right back to the tapes.
The kids of 1982, now that was an All Valley.
Yeah.
84 was okay. There was that kid with the weird broken leg. That was all right.
Oh, 81, we got a jawbreak. Because face kicking is totally cool, man.
Yeah, I got rid of the tape of 79, though. That's when that one kid died.
But I'm just going to be sitting here with these because, you know, the baby fights don't start for 4 months.
Oh, the All Valley under nines he goes to watch?
All Valley Junior, dude.
You know, back in the day, they used to let in two-year-olds. No shit. Two-year-olds could fight in this.
Yeah, they've ruined the sport with regulations.
Let me ask you something now, Chad. What's the vig on that two-year-old over there?
You're not going to believe me, but I once saw an eight-year-old hit a two-year-old like a hacky sack up in the air.
Yeah, I gamble on kid fights.
So he does a crane kick, and it brings the fucking house down, obviously.
Yep. People go ape shit for this illegal move.
We get a little bit of Johnny Lawrence redemption when he's like, you're all right, Lou, so here's the trophy, you know?
Because he's the hero of the fucking film.
Thank you. He's got the real arc here, man.
He does.
Redemption, dude.
Zabka rules.
Definitely. The weird thing is, there's the scene that's, it was actually filmed for this movie, but it was cut and put in the second movie, which actually kind of doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Wherein
great scene, though.
You see the parking lot afterwards, and John Kreese breaks fucking William Zabka's fucking second place trophy. He's like, that's bullshit.
Yep.
And he's about to beat this kid up, and then Marita comes in, because Marita and Kreese have beef, and he, beats the crap out of him and, almost takes his life, but then out of the grace of himself doesn't do it.
He does the whole, almost ripped your throat out, but I got your nose. Or is it part three with Got Your Nose, or is it both?
It's
the second
two,
one.
Two, yeah. Two.
Which makes so much sense. That should be the end of the movie. That completes, Marita's journey.
That's a thing. Yeah. That's an ending to a movie.
Steve, are you asking for this to be longer?
No, I guess not.
But if you cut out that we're moving across the country horse shit,
sure,
you could have this ending at the end.
And you could also remove at least one of the golf stuff scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was really expensive to get a permit at golf and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's like we got to get our money's worth, add a couple more scenes at golf and stuff. I mean, they're driving little go-karts. It looks fun as fuck, dude.
If it still exists, I might go there afterwards.
I want to go there right now, yeah.
We might go there right now and break in.
We're taking the audience to golf and stuff.
Look no, under we're your not. Chairs.
You're going to golf and stuff, and you're going to golf and stuff, and you're going to golf and stuff, and you're going to golf and stuff.
You're just going to stuff. Sorry, pal.
Oh, fuck. Welcome to stuff, dude. Open 23 hours a day.
And that's the end of the movie, right? He wins.
That's the end of the movie. We freeze frame on Miyagi. Very important.
Right. Yes. Well, because he even does LaRusso completing the little kid Rocky thing. He's like, hey, Mr. Miyagi, we did it. Right, Adrian? I mean, Mr. Miyagi.
If you wanted to make it like Little Wiener Rocky, he should have lost, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Let him win in the sequel.
But he should still fight Carl Weathers.
He knocks this kid out.
Absolutely. Carl Weathers beat the shit out of a little kid.
I can get into it. I can get into it.
See you do the crane fucking kick now.
Just knocks
you
his head
yourself
off.
A stew, baby. And that's the Karate Kid. That's the end of the movie. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we got to start wrapping it up. We want to thank you guys for coming out here tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay!
And, of course, big thanks to Hollywood Improv putting up with this twice in one night. This is a great place. Super stoked to be back here. But as you know, here on We Hate Movies, we like to end every live show with a little bit of correspondence from the greatest place to find the smartest thoughts about movies, the Internet Movie Database user review section.
The greatest opinions.
If you want to know what fucking Martin Scorsese thinks about Thor 2, go to the IMDb.
Nah, it's fine.
So we got one review before we get out of here. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, come on.
Be warned, there are spoilers. For stupid shit that will make no sense, but there are spoilers.
Subject line, very fitting. I don't like this movie. Parentheses, spoilers. From A1 Nut.
That is the weirdest steak sauce, by the way.
It's weirdly all white.
I'm not saying it's bad, it's just a little tangy.
You know what? Fuck you, Cabin.
What if the guy was just crazy about A1 steak sauce, the regular kind?
I was just a fan of A1, and they made fun of me on the show. Written August the 2nd, 2003.
Sure.
Again, just like the last show, man. This motherfucker woke up in the middle of the night like, ooh, my thoughts about the Karate Kid. To the internet! Okay. I know I am probably in the minority here, but I really did not like this movie at all.
Mm.
First off, you can only beat the same kid up so many times before it gets really old. Think again! They made 3 of these fucking things. It continues to be hilarious.
I mean, I think that's true in most cases, but when it's fucking Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Also, it is completely unbelievable. There is no way that Miyagi could possibly teach Daniel enough karate in just 2 months for Daniel to even make it past his first match. True.
Yeah, true.
Fair point. That's a great point. The time frame given is 2 months.
Well, I'm going to take an umbrage with that one thing.
Yeah, dude. Umbrage it up.
That assumes that there are, like, reputable karate studios anywhere. Like,
that is a fair point.
It's all a scam. They're all next to fucking arcades anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the belt system's about money anyway.
Totally. If you go into a karate studio and you can have a lesson while someone changes the oil in your car...
Yes.
Not a reputable organization, man.
You might as well be staying in somebody's fucking house.
He is competing against guys that have been taking karate for years. You're going to tell me? Oh, my God. This guy on the internet.
He doesn't mean to get off on a rant here, but...
You're going to tell me that in 2 months he can learn enough to beat someone who has been taking karate for 2 years? I don't think so. This guy's laying down the fucking hammer on the Karate Kid. Also, there is no way that a rich, beautiful, popular cheerleader like Allie would give Daniel the time of day.
Uh-huh. There we go.
We're getting into incel territory.
That's it. That's the one.
A1 Nut, you're showing your colors.
Yeah, A1 Nut has been nutting to Elizabeth Shue for 20 years and cannot stand it.
You know, maybe nut to Elizabeth Hat once in a while.
Eric jokes.
I try to get a groaner every show.
After the beach incident, Daniel is considered the school wimp by the entire senior class.
That's true.
Allie would be too afraid of ruining her reputation to even give Daniel another glance after the beach fight where Johnny takes him down. Incel city, yelling on the internet. Lastly, this movie gives the wrong message.
Okay.
The Cobra Kai's aren't automatically going to accept Daniel just because he beat them in a tournament. It would be more like, quote, "Hey, you cost me my title. Just wait till after school tomorrow, wimp."
Oh, nice.
A1 Nut's bringing in some true life experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Feel.
It'll be more like, yeah, nice fucking volcano. It'd be shame if I fucking broke it right in front of Miss Baziski, and then I got my fucking head in the toilet, goddammit.
How'd you guess the next line of the review?
Oh, yeah.
Say anything sucks. Ione Sky would date me and not John Cusack.
Dude, you're just getting jealous of Lloyd Dobler. Okay. The second movie had a better message. Travel halfway across the world to eradicate a traditional blood feud that's been standing for decades.
Yeah,
it's a good message. I give it. It's a good message.
Love is always worth fighting for. We are We Hate Movies from New York City, everybody. Thanks a lot for coming out, Los Angeles. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, gang, that's going to do it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week. Kicking off WLM month, we are in studio with John Gabris talking Die Hard with a Vengeance. That's right, the one with Jeremy Irons in a tank top. Stay tuned.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.